Well, busy weekend this weekend, though. We've got the college kids coming, and this is something I know Casey Van Dam and the folks, when he was at South Dakota State, started it. They're continuing with Casey now gone, but tell me about the NCAA. This is these are some of the best golfers in the world that will be here on Sunday.
Yeah, we have some bombers coming up, big-time college players. As a matter of fact, we're picking up University of Georgia here in about a half an hour. They're an SEC team. We got Purdue, Michigan coming. Michigan won last year. They have steadily gotten better over the last 5 years that we've hosted this tournament. And you see their coaches are doing a really good job because they went from middle of the pack to winning last year by quite a bit. So we expect them to be very competitive this weekend.
So how many teams do you have coming, Tony?
12. We have them from all over. We have some big Power 5 schools. We have some MAC schools, Boise State from the West, Texas team, I believe, North Texas, Central Florida. So they're from all over.
And this is a spectator-friendly kind of thing, maybe not quite so as much as the ladies' golf, where they will talk to you in between rounds. Some guys will, some guys won't. But tell me what the spectator experience is like at this NCAA.
Well, first of all, there's no charge. All you need to do is come out, and we have a shuttle that'll take you up to the middle of the course if you don't want to walk up the hill. But from the top of the hill, you can see about half the golf course. It's pretty neat. You know, it's just a very nice viewing area. We have concessions out there, and then there's some locals playing. Bryson Mercier from Powers is playing for South Dakota State, and then we have a kid from Marinette that plays for them too. He always draws a really big crowd. I can't remember his name right now, but there's some local interest too. But if you're a golf fan, you really, really should go out and watch it. It's pretty incredible.
All right. So when's the first tee times? How long of a day are you talking?
Sunday, they start off around 7:30 to 8 in the morning. They go off back, front and back. They play all day on Sunday. They play 36 holes. So you can come any time of the day. I think they get done around 6:37 at night. And then Monday, Labor Day, is the championship round. They get teed off according to their team scores. So the best teams will be teeing off around 10 o'clock. They get done around 2:30. So it moves pretty fast on Sunday.
All right. Anything else about the NCAA you want to let people know about?
No, it's the fifth year we've done it. Every year it's gotten a little bit better. The teams are better. If you've seen the Epson Tour we do out here, the players get better every year, it seems like. And the same thing with these college guys. They seem to hit it further, and they're just better every year. And it's just really, really interesting to see them play our harder of our two courses from the back. You'll see how they can handle it. And they do pretty well. They shoot under par. Very good golfing.
All right. Well, we'll see you at Sweetgrass on Sunday.
Well, that's Sage Run.
Oh, Sage Run.
Sage,
yes,
Run. Sage Run on Sunday.
I go to Sweetgrass, I'll be with a bunch of old guys with their clubs, and I won't see the college kids, will I?
We actually have Memorial Day. Labor Day, you could get out on Sweetgrass. I think Sunday we have a tournament going out there. But I appreciate it.
All right. Take care, Tony.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye.